This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hackers stole $2 billion in crypto in 2023, data shows. By Lorenzo Franceschi Piccarai. For yet another year, hackers stole billions of dollars in crypto, but for the first time since 2020, the trend is downwards, according to crypto security firms. This year, hackers stole around $2 billion in crypto across dozens of cyber attacks and thefts, according to D.Fi, the Web3 security firm that runs the Wrecked database. The site ranks the worst ever crypto hacks, from the breach of the Ronin network in 2022, where hackers stole more than $600 million in crypto in what stands as the largest incident in history, to the hack against the Mixing network this year, which netted the hackers around $200 million. This amount, though dispersed across various incidents, underscores the persistent vulnerabilities and challenges within the DeFi ecosystem, D.Fi wrote in its report, which the firm shared with TechCrunch. 2023 stood as a testament to both the ongoing vulnerabilities and the strides made in addressing them, even as interest in the space was relatively muted by the ongoing bear market in the first half of the year. Earlier in December, blockchain intelligence company TRM Labs also released an estimate of the amount of crypto stolen by hackers this year. According to the company, the total as of mid-December stood at about $1.7 billion. Among the other worst crypto thefts of the year include the hack against Euler Finance, in which hackers stole almost $200 million, as well as major hacks against Multichain, $126 million, BankDAO, $120 million, Poloniex, $114 million, and Atomic Wallet, $100 million, among hundreds of others. Last year, blockchain monitoring firm Chainalysis reported that cybercriminals had stolen an all-time record of around $3.8 billion in crypto. Of those, $1.7 billion were stolen by North Korean government hackers known as Lazarus Group, one of the most prolific groups of crypto thieves, as part of an effort to fund the regime's sanctioned nuclear weapons program. It isn't a stretch to say that cryptocurrency hacking is a sizable chunk of the nation's economy, Chainalysis said in its report last year. The year before, hackers stole $3.3 billion in 2021, according to Chainalysis. It's impossible to predict what will happen in 2024, but given the poor security implemented by many crypto and Web3 projects and the sheer amount of monetary value they hold, as discussed earlier this year at TechCrunch Disrupt, we can expect hackers to continue targeting the growing industry. Correction: amended attribution to the Wrecked database in the second paragraph.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.